people could come in and, oh, I have to do, you know, some artist, you know. So we thought about just mimeographing something like that. So we thought about that for a while. And then Jim Fisher worked at WRUW, showed us some guides that he had put together at that radio station. Very, very small guides, but had some information contained as well as a programming schedule. So we started looking at that. We had to go talk to our program director and our general manager. And after a few hassles, we got that okayed. But we couldn't get the staff momentum together to see it all through. And we decided we didn't want something that was mimeographed that looked like a bunch of garbage. So we canned it, and then we re-energized the whole idea in this last spring. It caught on. We had an okay from Dennis and Perry. We'd gotten the footwork down for it already, so we just had to get it together. So we put in, strived real hard, got an artist working for us for free, John Leone.
See, the problem with doing the layout and stuff is there's no way I can draw inside. Well, I guess there is a way, but we have financial problems too, and it's expensive to get artwork reproduced.
He came in and helped us out, and John Eckerly helped us out in the physical putting together, getting down bids for the printing of it and stuff like that. And the first year staff really didn't come together on that one either. It was the first one was really put together by three people on the staff and two other people helping. So we did that all on our own. We got the advertising for it on our own, and that was it. Then the second one came out, and it's been more of a staff-involved thing ever since.
To serve our listeners better, Fresh Air now offers a subscription service to the Fresh Air magazine. This bi-monthly magazine contains a calendar listing of all the special programs we offer on Fresh Air, plus reviews, articles, and insights to progressive music. The cost of having the Fresh Air magazine delivered to your home is only $3. Send your order now to Fresh Air Magazine, care of WKSU-FM, Kent, Ohio, 44242. Help support alternative music in Northeast Ohio on Fresh Air over WKSU in Kent.
It's been such a success that people began writing in asking for subscriptions, so we started sending out subscriptions to it for $3 an issue, and it's been growing just like the show's been growing.
The idea behind the Fresh Air t-shirts was to provide a medium for promotion of the show and also hopefully to gain some revenue from it to support the show, and it was also a fundraising idea.
Do you have a shirt that you really love? One that you feel so groovy in? You don't even mind if it starts to fade. That only makes it nicer.
Would you like a Fresh Air t-shirt? Maybe you already have one, but it's worn out. Or maybe your llama ate it. Well, they're still available. But due to the rising cost of everything, they are now $4.50. To get yours, send a check or money order for $4.50 along with your name, address, and size to Fresh Air T-shirt, WKSU-FM, Kent, Ohio, 44242. And remember, support the programming you like on Fresh Air by wearing your own Fresh Air T-shirt. And don't forget your llama.
I love my jeans are so comfortably lovely.
What is Fresh Air?
Fresh Air? What's Fresh Air?
They play space music.
Well, what I really want to know is this a serious thing, or is this...
Fresh Air is more than just music. It's an art form. It's a way of life. I eat, sleep, and drink it.
Pistachio ice cream with maple syrup on top. It's kind of colorful if you think about it. And it's imaginative, and it's something you don't see very often.
Fresh air is a pain in the ass.
Do you think fresh air really is a pain in the ass? I don't think it is.
It makes your palms sweat when you listen to it.
Fresh air is like Jungle Ride. It never goes away. It kind of grows on you.
Can't think of anything absurd about this program at all.
For those of you who don't listen to Fresh Air regularly, you're missing all the fun. Keeps coming and coming on Fresh Air, the progressive side of things on WKSU, Kent.
A coordinator should be a coordinator, not a director, not somebody who stands on top of the table and pounds his foot and says, here's what we're going to do. I put out the options, let's go in this direction, it would help us do this. And if the staff, you know, it's got to be a staff doing the movement. Artist of the Week special is a really nice programming device for boosting people to listen to a particular program and to get acquainted with various artists and various types of groups.
Why do I listen to Fresh Air?
Yeah.
Staying commercial radio. That's all that's to it. I can't stand listening to commercials and I like listening to something different.
Lately I've been staying up a little bit later. I just like, I don't know, some sort of alternative type of music that you just don't hear 50 million times on the radio a day. That's continuous, it's not interrupted by commercials type of thing. And originally heard about it through some friends of mine who have known about it for God knows how long.